Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows the song, sing along.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, drum.
November 4th. Check this out. November, December, next thing you know, it's going to be what? 2024. Man, I lived that long. Can you imagine people that was like me, born in the 50s, 1950, to tell you the truth. And then there's people born in the 60s. Even them, they feel old, you know. And then there's people that was born in 1970. And when you're born in the 70s, even changing over to 2020s and stuff like that, that was like, wow, that's the future there. And anyway, me, I'm way off into the future now. And I'm surprised at myself, to tell you the truth. And anyway, good evening, good morning, whatever time it is where you're at. Kind of nice here on the res today, you know. And, well, it depends what part of the res we're on, you know, but mostly the res and, you know, and Sioux Falls, Rapid City, they ain't too bad today. But it's going to get cold again. We already had our snow. So that was just a little teaser. We're going to get some more. So anyway, I hope you're all keeping warm wherever you're at. And the main thing is staying well, keeping your health together. Because you need it. You need to be in good health to make it through these cold winters if you're somebody that, you know, being Kusha in wintertime is kind of rough. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of things going on, you know, like they're still bombing and massacring people and in the Israelis are doing it, or whatever you call them, Jews or whatever. They're still bombing away, you know, bombing hospitals, bombing everything. And, you know, when they interview those guys, they're guys in charge of war, defense ministers, whatever they call them. Man, you should hear what they say. Well, that's their fault. They chose to stand next to Hamas. They chose to stand next. Now think about it. Hamas. You know, Hamas. What is that? That's just the name, individuals in it. And is each individual there guilty of something? I mean, it's like the American Indian movement. One guy screws up over there running around selling bogus T-shirts and don't even have T-shirts, just runs off with money. So they blame AIM. Are we supposed to get blamed for that? You know, they blame AIM for Anna Mae Aquash. Hell, I had nothing to do with that. You know, I mean, what, should we quit AIM because of that when AIM stands for defending our rights, preserving our culture, and fighting for injustice? What? The American Indian Movement created unity with all the tribes, you know? So what? So you're going to blame AIM? Well, Israel does that. The U.S. is more worse than that. They would just blame the whole Lakota race, you know, or, you know, but the good thing about my people, we're different than others. We don't care if you blame us. You know, we might fight amongst each other and all this in the tribe, but you look at how we stand together when it comes to something like, say, the Black Hills settlement. We ain't taking none of that money. You know, the majority of the people won't take it, and that's why we're not getting it. And that's good. We're not going to sell out this for some money, because once we accept that money, that means the Black Hills legally belong to them, right? And if you, and it's just like some of the older guys said, once you do that, you sold your homeland. And when you sell your homeland, you have no homeland. So the next thing they're going to do is come over and say, hey, get the hell off the res. South Dakota will say, get the hell off the res. They don't owe you nothing no more, so this is state property. It belongs to us. Now you get the hell out of here. I don't care where you live. Not our problem. Get the hell out of here. You know, just like Israel is doing to them, you know. That's what they'll do. Look, they already did it. That's how they got Bennett County, and that's how they chopped up our reservations where Washita are living all over it. Look at Nebraska. That's supposed to be treaty land, but look at all the Washita live down there. In the wintertime, we're freezing ass, and you go drive down Highway 20, and you'll see them burning piles and piles of wood. Because it's scrap wood and it's junk to them. But no, they're doing it just to be spiteful. You know, they know we would like that wood. I asked for some wood from them. Hell no, get the hell out of here, you know. So anyway, that's treaty land and they do that. That's how they treat us. That's what they're doing to those Palestinians. And they got these Americans, these invasive species, the support that Israel gets is all from this group of people. Just this group of people, these troublemakers, you know? And I'm just going to cut through a few things and then we're going to, you know, but before we get started here, you know, just so you can think about. Because that there brings me to the other subject, because I notice this Buffy St. Marie thing is still flying around. And what gets me about Buffy St. Marie thing is you look at all the people defending her. Look at their profiles. Look at them. They're either Washita invasive species, or there's some kind of city mixed bloods that live away from the people and have identity issues themselves. Look at them. I mean, I was looking at the name to one of them, you know, had some kind of name like Stargazer or something like that. And I went and looked at profile and, you know, and has blue eyes or something like that, you know? I mean, I don't care what color eyes somebody has, but my point is these are the kind of people that defend somebody like that. Now, originally or overall, I don't care what the hell Buffy St. Marie is, but for some reason, she wouldn't get a DNA. She denies that her birth certificate in Massachusetts, but yet when she got married three times, she used that birth certificate for, you know, when you get married, you have to have a birth certificate to get married. So she used that birth certificate to get married and signed off on it. That, so in other words, she accepts that birth certificate to get married. So, but she gets on TV or whatever, and she said, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. And then, but look at denying that birth certificate, then that, what does that, that means all three of those marriages were illegal. That also means that her son, she has one son that's Dakota. She married an Indian guy. That means his birth certificate's illegal and her birth certificate's illegal, right? I mean, look at, there's so many things pointing towards her not being who she says she is, rather than the gossip of people saying, standing by her for being adopted. And we already talked to this. Tanasi spoke about it last week about adoption. We don't need to spend a whole bunch of hours on that. All I know is keep this in mind. Remember Obama, the Crow, adopted him. The whole Crow Nation, they adopted him. It wasn't like our Hunkah ceremony. The whole Crow Nation adopted him. But even though they adopted him, you know, he's still Hasapa. I don't care. They could take a leg off from a crow and transplant it on him, and that leg ain't going to change him into a crow. You know, no matter what you do, it ain't going to work. So, but like I said, when I was talking about who supports Israel, these invasive species, who supports Buffy St. Marie, invasive species, or people with identity problems. You look at it, these are the ones that are the problems. Some guy said, I feel like there's so much division here. So I thought about it. There ain't no division because all of us real natives believe what's going on. We know what it takes to be from our tribe. It takes a bloodline. You know, you can't come up and say, oh, man, this guy adopted me. Let me see now. You know, it don't work that way. On her bio, she says she was born on the Piapot Reservation, but yet she wasn't adopted till 1964. You know, I mean, too much baloney there. Anyway, we'll talk about that. I mean, you know, I was going to talk a little bit about those pyramids in Egypt. They're coming up with how the hell did these Egyptians move these 100,000-ton rocks into place to make that those pyramids. And I'm going to say this real quick so we could get on, you know. Those, whoever made those, you know, or whatever, you see certain people, it's like the Twin Towers. They built the two Twin Towers, but they were too stupid to keep it. You know, those Egyptians, whoever made that, for some reason, there's a big blank space in the center from the time those pyramids were made till now. And there's millions of theories of how they were there. Scientists, all these people going over there, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that, you know. But here's Lakota, right? We've been around way before those pyramids came. We never lost. There isn't a blank day since our creation of our existence. And why is that? Why is that? I'll tell you one reason why. One of the main reasons. There's a bunch of other reasons, too. And we could get into that. And I'm sure Tanasi knows, can answer a lot of that. But the one thing I know is from the beginning of time, our people sang songs. We sang creation songs. Wakon Tonka gave us songs. We sang them. We passed them down generation after generation after generation after generation. Look at me. My grandma used to sing Lakota songs to me when I was in, we used to stay in a little tent down, you know, and she sang songs. And I heard them, same songs we sing at Sundance. Well, she was born in 1882 or 81 or something, you know. So she learned that song she got from her grandparents. So when was her grandparents born? Probably 1700s or something. I'm talking about grandparents. I didn't say her parents. I'm skipping over just to give you some logic here. This is my grandparent. So I'm skipping over my parent of who I heard singing these songs. So she must have heard her grandparents singing these songs way back 1700. And in other words, we don't have a blank day in our history since the beginning of time. And from that, there's a whole bunch more we could talk about, and I wouldn't mind talking about, because the U.S. government is off into some stuff, and now, you know, we already know what's happening with them. They got the whole world mad at them, and now they're trying to backtrack and say, oh, well, Israel, you better quit this now, or some, you know. After they're supporting it, after they're funding it, now they're making a statement. They're the phoniest race of people I ever heard in my life, you know. Boo, 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 boo. Let me get all fired up. Hey, Tonshi. Whoa.
Oh, do call. Don't call. Well, let's say, right, let's get the show started with the Moche Cat, Tonshi, and then we'll get into that. Okay, we're going to say a prayer and we'll get this show started.
Hey, Tanashi, one more thing I was going to say, you know, this kind of off subject, but I was watching this video, you know, Washichu again, and this young rich girl had her parents' fancy-ass boat down in Florida, and they were cruising around the Keys and all that. Her and her Washichu buddies, they were drinking, partying anyway, the fishing parks jammed them up, and they're all underage, you know. So they jam them up, give them all charges, possession alcohol, and this the girl who got her mom and dad's boat. Anyway, they hauled them down to the side, to the port or wherever where they parked the boats, and then she calls her mom, so. Her mom shows up with some bogus attorney there, and she's over there questioning the cops. I'm retired. I worked at for the police department. I worked in law and order, rah-rah this, rah-rah that. And the cop said, hey, it doesn't matter. There's no wiggle room when you're caught like this for alcohol. Because if you drive a boat and drunk and wreck into somebody, we don't like that. You kill people. There's no wiggle room. So anyway, tells us this lady that she's arguing, and then she finally comes out with, well, that wasn't her fault. She was homesteading. She was studying to pass her exam and all that. She was being a good girl, and these kids came over and bothered her and forced her to take the boat and go out with them. She said, I would like to kill all of them.
Damn.
She said that.
Holy shit.
I'd like to kill all of them. And that cop said, okay. Well, anyway, and he just moved on. You know, I was laughing.
This is,
man.
This is this is what I was talking about. You know, these kids nowadays, the cops, the parents, their kids, even though they commit crimes, they want to portray them as victims. The Washitos have a big problem with that. They never take the heat. They're liars. And they'll start something. They'll start all kinds of shit. And when it comes right down to it, because they're Washitu, they play that victim card. Just like these Washitu wings that put on this crying act, you know, and more and more people are busting them for what they were doing. And this Israeli stuff that you're talking about, you know, what they're doing to those people over there, these Jews, Israeli Jews, saying that that's their promised land. You know, I don't want to hear about the Holocaust and what Hitler did to them anymore, if that's what they're going to do to those natives of that country. They get all kinds of sympathy from different countries and all these places, these Israelis, Jews, using Jew. Oh, we're the people of God. We're this, that. They play the victim card. Always pushing this, oh, Hitler did this to us. Hitler did that to us. That's how they do it. That's how they play that. De Beers, biggest con artist of diamonds in the world, he's a Jew, see. And they use this Hitler, this what Hitler did to them. They play that victim card. Me, myself, the way I look at it, because of what they're doing to the natives of that country there, they have no right to bring the Holocaust up anymore. No right, because of what they're doing. They're doing the same thing that they said they wanted to prevent by bringing that up constantly, by playing the victim card. They're still playing that. And these Washitos here in America are believing that. Oh, they're Jews. They're getting persecuted. No, they ain't. They're just like Hitler. They have a Hitler mentality because they're Washitu. See, that kill, that murder, it's mine. It's not theirs. But they want, like I told you before, I was wondering what was going to happen. I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner because of what they were doing. They wanted that land so bad that they'd kill a bunch of these Palestinians, bulldoze right over their bodies, and start building houses. And you think those young Jews try to stop it, try to say anything about it? Hell no. They played the Jewish card, the Holocaust. They did that to us. This is our promised land. Jesus promised us this, all this other BS. You know, that's not
then
right.
Then they moved on it.
Yeah.
You know,
the same ones griping
and playing this pitiful card. They moved on that land. And how could you do that? It's like if I steal Philip's car and then I give it to you and you drive around it. And Philip tells you, hey, that's my car. And you say, it's mine now.
Yeah. See, and that's what he's saying. They're killing all these Indians, these natives off, and coming right behind them, bulldozing, building apartment buildings, moving their children in there, saying, this is yours. God promised this to you. But in the meantime, they're running all over the world using this Holocaust, you know.
Yeah.
What is, you know, I don't get it. And yet what is it about these people? Why are they so conniving? Why are they so greedy? Why are they so evil? And yet they want to be portrayed as victims. They ain't victims. They're the perpetrators. They're the ones doing it. And yet they want to play, oh, the Holocaust. They did this to us. They did that to us. They ain't any better than Hitler when I look at it. All the Jews. Because they're all supporting that. all of them, you know. And it's sad because all these Washington so-called Americans, they're all just as evil as those people over there. They're just as guilty, like you was talking about, the Black Hills settlement. We don't want it. We want our land back. So what did they do? Look at the poorest county, the poorest people in the United States, the land of dreams and opportunity, big dollars. The real people of America, the so-called fatherland, are the poorest. The poorest people in so-called America. And they never acknowledge the wrong they did to us. But yet they're quick to bring up something that an Indian did to them, you know, real quick. Oh, you did this, you did that. They don't think about what they do. We only defended ourselves. We were only trying to survive. That's why we went against them. And we still, look at what they're doing. They lied all the way through. Biggest liars. And yet they use this guy named Jesus Christ and God. And all, look at all these churches. Same way, all this racism. And you see these black people joining these people like that. And yet look at what they're doing to Africa. You know, they have no conscience.
Wow.
No conscience at all, you know.
Hey, Bimber.
Well, that's
Bimber. Yeah. You could keep my vehicle, but if you got to do some work on it, otherwise it's going to end up on blocks in your front yard.
No, what? No, I'm gonna have it fixed and I'm gonna charge you for it.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna send the bill to you because it's your car until it gets fixed.
And then he's going to sue you in court because he got a beat up stolen car from you. Let me jump here a little bit. You know, so, you know, like you said about mentioning blacks again, you know, or I ain't calling them blacks. I'm calling them Africans. I'm not saying whites either. I'm calling them Europeans because Wakantanka didn't make no people color. We all have a beautiful culture, all of us. They do,
yep,
too. And a color doesn't describe it. So, like I told this one guy, I said, you know, how come you call yourself a proud black man when you ain't proud? You're calling yourself black. Why don't you say you're proud African? You know,
yep,
because it don't matter how long you live over here, you're still African. If,
yep,
you move to China, if you move to North Korea, they ain't going to call you black. They're going to call you African.
Yep.
Wherever you go, they're going to call you African. Just like a Washichi, wherever you go, they're going to say that European.
Yep.
You know, and,
yep,
it don't matter, you know. But you see, they're over here, and none of them wants to claim their real race. So they all call themselves American. And when they,
yep,
call themselves American, that makes them American. And if they're American, that makes them an occupier of our land.
Yep, yep.
You know what I mean? It makes,
yep,
them somebody stepping on our ass, you know? So when they come and say, hey, man, we dislike you all, man, they ain't just like us all.
Shit,
because they're
BS.
Being American. You know? If you are with us, then quit calling yourself American. Quit calling yourself something you're not. You know? And just like back to this Buffy St. Marie deal, you know, I look at all this. They have a... They're making a Native America calling interviewed her, and this guy interviewing her, he's just some kind of idiot. Either that or he's with her, that he's trying to look stupid. She don't let him talk or nothing, but this case could really be simple and tell her this. Okay, Buffy, how come your niece took a DNA test and she proved that she's related to your son Dakota, because because she has the same blood as your son Dakota. That means you are her real auntie. Her that kid's dad was Buffy's brother, and the reason he's an airline pilot, and when she told him to shut up, or she's gonna say he raped her.
Yep, I read that.
Got out of that deal. You know, she said she said, you know, that's the easy way out to get accused of rape, but no man's gonna deal with that. All right, go ahead, because he's an airline pilot. You know, they right away he loses his job and everything. You know, he had a career. He's a commercial airline pilot, you know. But that's how she got out of that, you know, with threats and all that. And the reason why we get back to how come I know that she's vindictive and violent, because I remember she did it to me when we did that gig down there in Wounded Knee Creek. That time when she showed up at that gig, we didn't want her there because she wanted $20,000 to show up. And you know what? She made a song called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee and all this stuff. So everybody said, ask Buffy St. Marie to come and donate her time. She made a song. She's in AIM and all this. So we thought, yeah, that sounds good. So we hit on her, and here she wanted $20,000. Hey, man, we can't got that money, you know. Oh, that's $20,000. Then she went down to $18,000. And then when she seen that we had other acts, she wanted in on that, but we refused to let her in by that time. She said no, so we watched Chinko, F you don't need to come. We don't want to talk to you no more. We wouldn't answer her calls, and then one of our bros answered the phone when she called, and he told her, you know, we don't even want you here because they don't like you, you know. They hate your ass, you know, so they don't want you here. So she showed up anyway. She showed up and wanted to perform, so we thought, okay, maybe she had a change of heart. So we let her perform. After she performed, she sent two big white boys, our Peckerwood house, to us cracking their knuckles and said they wanted to get paid. Well, I ain't going to tell you how we dealt with that. But anyway, there was two Peckerwoods on the highway at Cooney Table hitchhiking after that, you know.
Yeah.
And her, we told her where to find them. She hates her ass after that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we seen her fangs. I believe what she's about. And when there was a young Native girl supposed to open up for her in a gig in Canada, she told the promoter she didn't want that Native girl to perform. So they put a Washichu group in front of to open up for them, because she said that Native girl wasn't professional enough to open up for her.
Damn.
You see, that's the kind of person she is. And you got all these people wanting to defend her. Well, we knew back then when we went and prayed, you know, of course, we went to ceremony to do this gig. Now, we didn't make money out of it. The Spirit said they will help us, and they did, because we did a concert. No matter what, however you look at it, our concert was successful. We did it. We just didn't make no money because the tribe ran off everybody that showed up. They were saying we're illegal and all that, you know. Anyway, John Steele turned his back on us after he said we could, and backstabbing going on. And anyway, that's another issue. But the point is, we told her when she was getting mouthy with us, hey, you know what? We had ceremony to do this gig. It's just like Great White. She cut in the Great White's time, so Great White pouted and they didn't want to perform. And we got into it with them, and then we ended up confiscating their tour bus. So they said they'd come back the next day. You know,
hey,
so
yeah.
the thing about it is, we told them, hey, you know what? You guys think we're poor Indians, so you can bully us and do stuff. But you know what? We pray, and we pray to make all this stuff come down. And look at, right some years later, Great White had a fire in a place where they were performing, a big fire. Their guitar player burned up. A bunch of bad luck happened to them. And we told them, hey, man, you know what? You better watch out. You better keep your word with us, you know?
Yeah.
That happened to them. So, and we even told Buffy this and everybody, not threatening you, you know?
Yeah.
This, we're doing this on a prayer. Anyway, look at now Buffy's on TV or YouTube crying,
you know,
and all that stuff, you know? And you see, we're
Tushy,
just poor old Lakotas.
You know, Tushy, I'm going to tell you something about a lot of these people that, you know, you see all these Cherokees and stuff. You know, we're Lakotas. We know. We were born Lakota. We were never made Lakota. We were born. There's a difference between born and being adopted. You know, and what is she afraid of? If she was born Indian, what is she afraid of? Expose it. See? But that's what she's afraid of.
That alone should
tell you that she's a Washitu, see? Because only a Washitu will deny something like that, see? Say, oh, you know, I can't be exposed because I was born, you know, what's wrong with that woman, you know?
Hey, Tosh,
you know damn good much. She wasn't born that way.
My aunt had a baby. My mom's sister had a baby girl, and she had polio. So they took the baby girl from her, the Washitu did, and they took the baby. They said, I don't know, you know. My aunt said she was raped by a Washitu, so the baby she had was mixed blood, half white and light complected. Anyway, we didn't know that at the time. So this baby was off there on the West Coast. Well, 40, 50 years later, this my aunt's daughters start wondering why she don't look like her German-Irish parents. What's going on here, you know?
Yeah.
So she checks. Anyway, she finds out, and she finds out it tracks down my sisters and my mom.
Yeah.
And they came and had a meeting. I even went down and met her. And the minute we seen her, we knew she wasn't lying.
Yeah.
We said, wow, man, she even looked like my sister. She looked like my aunt. She looked like our family. Of course, she was light complected.
Yeah.
And then she was raised with Washitu, so she had different, kind of moves, but she had these same habits, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Genetic habits like our family. You see, so if Buffy St. Marie, where's her family at? She's a millionaire. She's got a mansion in Hawaii.
Yep.
She could easily find out who her real parents are if it was true. She could have did this, and they could look at her and say, "Yeah, man." Because, you know, it's just like our kids. Look at your kids. You spot them right off the bat. Those are my kids. Even your Takojos. Those are mine. Because they all have characteristics. Same way with me. All my Takojos and everything. There's a connection. You look at them. Oops, that's mine. Look, what the hell did I do? You know? And you can tell all the way down, you know? And there's no denying who your bloodline is when you see them.
Yeah.
Why did she do this? Why did she take a DNA or whatever? Or where's this family? They only mention her adopted, those Piapot tribe who adopted her after she was 22 years old. So she's saying, they adopted me, and that's all I care about. They're my family. So her supporters are the same way. They say, well, her tribe accepts her, so I accept what she said.
Yep.
I don't believe none of you people, you know.
But yep.
The thing is, look at Obama, adopted by the Crows. He's still Hasapa. You know, it don't matter.
Yep.
You know, you get adopted all you want. But we talked about this several times about junca ceremonies with us, with our people, you know, and that girl that was sitting over there at that gig last weekend said she's adopted Lakota. Well,
yeah.
She ain't adopted Lakota. The guy who adopted her was a Jewish Dakota, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't care. I like the guy and everything. But the point is, that's between him and her.
Yep.
You know, that's between him and her. She has no business saying she's an adopted Lakota when she was adopted by this guy and he's Dakota, you know?
Yep.
Or, yeah, yep. Yeah, he's Dakota. And so anyway, but saying she's Lakota sounds better, you know? That always sounds better to people, you know? And the same way with a lot of people that are in Buffy's situation, they want to claim Lakota, just like this Facebook celebrity called himself Wombly, you know, but yet he said he's Dakota blood. So I said, if he's Dakota, how come his name ain't Wombly, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And, you see, we know those things. So people run around and lie all they want. And that's what she's doing. She's got the massive support of people that don't know nothing about identity, nothing about bloodline, nothing about our indigenous way of life. And then if she was really a native indigenous from one of those tribes over there, it don't matter how long she lived with the Washitu, she would be like my cousin. She'd still have this character, this DNA, this bloodline. You can spot it. She would still have that. And she wouldn't be in this Baha Allah religion that all the rich celebrities jump in over there.
It's an offset.
Yeah. Some kind of fancy religion that they all jump in. You know, if she was really indigenous, she'd be like the rest of us. I mean, every Indian I know living wherever they come from, they're all rather jump into Inipi sweat lodge. And so, of course, we do have Catholics and Christians, but we got that beat into us. So it's not surprising that some Indians feel Catholic or Christian. They got a beat into them. And then the Mormons and then the Jehovah's Witnesses coming over, knocking on our doors. My aunt claimed Mormon and Jehovah's Witness, whichever one gave her gas money or whatever she would, you know. I broke down in Salt Lake City. She said, here, call this guy up. So I called up, and this Mormon guy showed up and gave us gas money to get out of there, you know. You know, that was her hustle, you know. But that don't mean we're bought and sold that way. A real Lakota native or whatever is automatically into our customary traditional way of belief. Even the Christian Indians, they still burn sage in their house.
Yeah,
you know? they still do Lakota stuff even if they're Christian.
Yeah, they carry Lakota traits with them no matter where they go. You know, I mean, there's always something that exposes who they really are. You know, and
They could be Christian all they want, but all of a sudden they whip out a sweet grass. Oh, grandma used to burn this, you know what I mean? That's, you know, that's how it is. And we know that.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I'm saying. We're born that way. We're born. So if you're born that way,
and
you shouldn't have any kind of kickback or anything about people looking into your past, you know. But when you try to prevent it, that's, you know damn good mother lying, see. And that's
her
the thing
problem with could be. Her problem could be easily solved.
Yep.
Just go over and do what they say. Take a DNA test or whatever. Spend all her money to dig up, find out, you know, the truth about herself. But she knows the truth because
she
admitted it. She knows the truth. She knows that she was born in Massachusetts. She knows that those two guys, that one guy, her uncle, knew her when she was a baby. When he tried to connect with her, she just blew him off, and she told him, you know, you guys, I'm filing lawsuit harassment on you guys, you know, because they were doing is ruining her, all of her big bullshit story. So she even told that one, well, if you don't shut up, I'm going to say you raped me. Well, when did he rape her? If she's if he's not her brother and she's not in that family, when did this happen? You know, by even accusing him of rape is still admitting that that's her brother.
Yep.
You know, and I seen this video of her with what's that, Native Today or something, that interview, and she keeps mentioning this guy. She said, "Oh, he's bad." In other words, she keeps throwing smut on them, you know. But he's bad when he in his, you know. And here's the thing she told that interview guy in Native America Calling, when she was talking about adoption. She said, "You know how it is, adoption." She said, "You don't want to believe that how they do it." She said, "That's just white man talk." So, but yet, you know, in other words, she's throwing them on a guilt trip. That's what you're talking like a white man. But what is it when Obama says he's crow? Well, Obama ain't that stupid. He went along with it, but he knows damn well he ain't no crow. You know, he ain't never going to go there, you know. But she did go there. And now that she's there and she always dyes her hair jet black. Jet black.
Yeah,
ever since she was young, look at all her videos. Her hair's dyed jet black because she don't want her real color coming out, you know? You know? And people don't understand. Italians, and there's Europeans over there, a lot of them, they call gypsies and stuff. They're brown skinned, you know, Italians, Greeks, and that they're mixed with Hassapa and stuff like that. So they got a little color and all that. And, you know, here's the deal. I could say, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me if she's an Indian or not, you know. And they're saying, look, she put Indian on the map. Well, how many Indian women are singers and songwriters? What, their songs ain't no good? You know, they're beautiful too. So what, only Buffy's beautiful? And then they say, and then she's an activist. Hell, we're all born activists. Look at Standing Rock. Look at all the activism our people participate in.
Yep.
It don't take nothing to get to show up and get involved in activism. You know, we know activism is the only way to change a law real quick, you know, then rather than wait for them to change it. So, she's an activist. So what? We're all activists. You know, I know a lot of Indian women that play guitar, play piano, and write good songs. The only difference between them and her is Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren sang one of her songs that she didn't write all by herself. Her husband wrote it with her, her Washichu husband. And he actually, he says he wrote it. She just helped out. You know, they're even fighting over that. But the point is, she was somebody. You know, she's somebody and has all this Washichu support. So what if one of our women, Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warren, sang one of their songs? Well, the reason why that won't happen, here's the other reason, is some people will bend over and some people won't. And a lot of our women won't. They won't. I know, I'm not saying that about everybody, but I know this, you know, especially Lakota women, I can get mad at them or whatever, but yet they're not, I don't see them in those Native girls in porn videos. I don't see Lakota girls in them videos. I don't see, you know, and I'm not trying to slam other tribes, but you can go around and look and you can see who's doing what out there in the world, you know? And who's getting involved? Yeah, our women, they drink and party, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, whatever. But you know what? I know one thing about our women. You can't make them do something. You know?
Yep.
You know,
they don't want
not
to
even for money.
Yep.
Hey,
not even
know,
for money.
God.
You know,
hey,
the thing about
a question.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I got a question. Since she's you know, she's won several NAMMYs, as a Native American Music Awards. Since she's not Native, are they going to take those from her?
Well, they
I
should.
Think they
should
take them, Philip.
They should take.
Yeah, you're right. But yet, look at here. Who runs the NAMMYs? Alan Ballow.
Yep.
Who is Alan Ballow? Do you know who Alan Ballow is? I do.
I don't know.
She's a Jew. And you know what she did to Ulali, the girl group Ulali?
No.
Alan Ballow was their manager. Hold on now. Alan Ballow was their manager. I met Alan Ballow the same time Buffy St. Marie showed up. You know, Alan Ballow. I met her there. And at the same time, what's that girl? Remember, she sundanced with us, Jonelle Romero. She's another one. She's half, you know, I sound like I'm Jew bashing. I'm not. I'm just pointing out some reality here. She's half Jew, and I don't know who her. She says her and Robbie Romero are part Apache or something, and Robbie Romero's another character. But you see, anyway, what happened was Alan Ballow was a manager for Ulali, and this girl said they were in L.A. doing a gig, and Ulali went on stage and she was performing, and Rita Coolidge was standing there, and she said Rita Coolidge was staring and watching them. You know, she was even kind of like in with the beat that they were doing. She said a month later, Rita Coolidge got some girls together and imitated Ulali to the T, did a drum group. You can look on YouTube and see if I'm lying. And she started a group. So Alan Ballow, because Rita Coolidge is famous, Ulali picked up Rita Coolidge and changed her name to Walela. Now look that up on YouTube. That's what she did to Ulali, Alan Ballow. Now, Alan Ballow is a Jew, and she runs the NAMMYs. She's in charge of it. You know, I don't even get involved in the NAMMYs. I never did, even though I know her, even though I was invited, because I thought we were friends at one time, but pretty soon. They even let this group called I forget the name of them. They're from Austria, Indian band, Austrian band. I'm sure someone's going to come on the text and tell me their name. Anyway, they're from Austria, but she let them get into the NAMIs. Oh, big city Indians. They're from Austria, big city Indians. I met them over there. They even played drums behind in a gig there. They're into percussions, not just Indian drums. They do congas and everything. So they backed me up. Anyway, they came over here and started, you know, playing Indian like Buffy, and they got into the movement. And even Moses Brinkplenty and them started hanging out with these guys. Well,
wow.
Big city Indians got into the NAMIs, and they even won. Alan Ballo put them up there to win when they're from Austria, you know. So that's
Damn.
How Alan Ballo is. So I don't care. She can give all the awards she wants. I don't care. It means nothing to me. Any award she gives somebody is just bogus. And I don't care about taking people's awards from them. I don't care. The point is that they know that we know, you know? And, yeah, they already did the damage.
Yeah.
You know? They already did the damage. So,
you know, that's the thing about, like, what you're talking about, see? And that's why Buffy is taking all avenues, trying to prevent it, accusing people of rape and doing all these things. Because she was impersonating, see. She wasn't Indian, she wasn't, but yet she used. Then some people are trying to say, oh, she never used it. Yeah, she did. You know, that's one of the biggest things that she had going for her, was that she was Native American, see. And a lot of people are trying to say, oh, she did this, she didn't do this. Yes, she did, you know. And that's the thing, to be Washita and take credit for something Native American, that's a bunch of BS.
Hey, Tahashi, what is it the Washita calls when somebody, they call it stolen valor? They're
yeah.
really down on stolen valor, you know.
If you
say something that you're not, they'll nail you. They'll get up, stolen valor, but yet they have no problem going on wearing feathers on their head and playing Indian and all that stuff, all that stolen valor. When they act in a movie and they're not Lakota but play Lakota, that's stolen valor. And what she's doing is stolen valor, you know?
Yep.
But stolen valor is only serious when it happens to them. But they can do that to us, to our people, and she got supporters. Oh, well, I go with them. They said they adopted her, so I believe them, you know.
Hey. I adopted a lot of people. But me personally, those are my brothers, my sisters, my nephews, my grandkids. Me personally, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't involve the tribe, or I don't tell them, oh, now you're a member of the tribe. I don't do that. That's not what it's about. You know, I was asked to do this in a kind way, in a respectful way. So to honor that person, I did it, you know. And that's as far as the Hunkum part of it. There it is, see. So at any time, they could call me brother, they could call me uncle. But that relationship is still there between me and that person. It doesn't mean all these other tribal members are involved in it. That's between me and that person. And this, what Buffy did is she included all this. She claims to, oh, the Cree adopted me, all this other stuff. That's, you know, that's a bunch of BS. You know, that goes back to what I was telling you about that guy named Stevens that Oliver and him adopted. See, now he's using Red Cloud, running sweat lodges, doing all these things, claiming Red Cloud, you know, claiming the Lakota adopt. No, he wasn't adopted by, I was asked about the guy. So I told him the truth. I said, Oliver adopted him, not us. The tribe had nothing to do. Yeah, but he's a chief. I said, doesn't matter. Oliver's the one that adopted him, not us, you know. So that's, as a tribe,
you don't adopt that person. They all got to get together. They all got to agree if that person's going to come in here. But even then, they're still not. The blood, we were born this way. That's the part of it that they don't understand. We were born into this. She, and that's why I say, why is she fighting it so much if she knows she's got Indian in her, see? To me, that's, she's admitting that she's pretending to be Indian all her life, and she knew about it, you know? Why would she threaten somebody with rape? Why would she threaten somebody with, you know, this, not sending lawyers out there, you know, paying big bucks to send them out there threatening people? Like me and you, we're Lakota. We don't do stuff like that, you know? We never, that's not in us, you know? And because we're Lakota, you know? And we're real Ushika, yeah. So we live that way. We live according, you know? And we were born that way. We can't change that, you know? And that's just the way it goes. But her, she changed it, see? And now she wants to hide it. That's not right. That's you know, that's false impersonation, you know? You know, the cops have a whatever you call it, a law against that, you know? And she's playing right into that, see? But yet, all these people that probably benefit, she probably gave them a few bucks here and there. They're all trying to defend that, see? To me, she's Native. No, she was not born Native. She was born Washichu, and that's what she is. She's a Washichu, you know? And so it's in your bloodline. Your blood never lies, you know? And that's the part that she's afraid of. And why be afraid of it? If you're Indian, prove it, you know, and live it.
I mean, they asked her to do a DNA a million times.
Yeah, yeah.
What, you know, what's wrong with that? The cops take your DNA without even asking. You show up, you know?
Yeah.
You know
that's the thing. Or if you expose me, I'm going to come after you. I'm going to sue you, all this other stuff. That's a Washington mentality. You know? If you ain't got nothing to hide, let it go, shit. Be proud of who you are. If you're Native, be proud of it. You know, like you were saying, she took a little girl's career away by saying, oh, she's not in some. Who is she to judge that little Lakota girl from singing? You know what I mean? From opening that show. You know, if she was any kind of Indian, she would have helped that little girl. You know, that's
she would always want an Indian to open for her. She would look for him to open for her, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that woman should be helping. There's a lot of women music artists that are, you know, try to make it. I mean, Jackie Bird's one of them, you know?
Yeah.
Jackie Bird, she got stepped on lots of times, you know, because she won't bend over or something when they want. She has her dignity, you know, and you know, I remember a lot of times she got burned, even that Robbie Robertson and all them, you know. You see, these people like Robbie Robertson, he's another one. He's mixed, of course, but he's got some Indian blood in him from one side of his family, but he never claimed Indian. Until AIM showed up, he was in that group called The Band. They backed up Bob Dylan and everybody. He never said he was Indian. Then all of a sudden, when AIM showed up, when it started being cool to be Indian again, oh yeah, I'm Indian, man, blah blah blah, you know. and then he didn't, you know, like some people. There's women that wanted help. If he could get in their pants, he'd give them some help, but then he'd kick them out the door. That's what they do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, if somebody's got talent, I would like to see their talent flourish and help them do something, you know?
Heck yeah.
I mean, you know, but you see, you only got to be a certain kind of Indian to get into that movement. And just like how many Indians are musicians, how many Indians can play music instruments, sing, write songs, and everything? How many can do that? but how many are in that movement? I mean, John Surdell couldn't even play a damn guitar, you know?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
I knew that for a fact, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but look at how he got by playing, by claiming, you know, whatever. And
yep.
under, even him, he's under question. He's Mexican. It's all right. They're still indigenous. So you
yep.
can't throw them all the way out the door. But like you said, everybody's got to throw in not Dakota, but I'm Lakota, you know?
Yeah. And, yep.
You know, I met this guy in Rapid City with people I know. We bombed around, knew him. He drove a beat-up car with beer cans all in the back. You know,
yep.
he was a good
yep.
dude then. Then the minute
yep.
he started getting a little famous, when we did a gig in Rapid City, we played outside of Civic Center for free. He played inside where they were charging people, and then he thought he was too good to say hi.
Damn.
So,
yeah.
so one time, so that's why I told him, I said, hey, that dude, you know. And so he told that Jew guy, he said, hey, how come he's mad at me? You know, because it bothered him that I said that. You know?
Only the truth.
He said, hey, he's wondering why you're mad. I said, I'm not mad at him. I just said, F him. He's nobody. That's all
yeah.
I said. I ain't mad at him. It don't
yeah.
want nothing to do with his sorry ass, you know? But
yeah.
you see, that's because I have my reason. I ain't picking on people that I don't know, you know? And I'm not picking
yeah.
on them either. God rest his soul, or like they say, Lord
yeah.
Jesus rest his soul, you know? I'm not, you know? I'm not
yeah.
picking on somebody. And Buffy, I had a right-out confrontation with her, and she treated me, lied, and treated us all bad, you know, like we were nobodies, like we were below her. So we gave her the treatment. We sent her to bodyguards packing on the highway and told her, get the hell out.
You know,
so
she made that song about Wounded Knee. How many of
yeah.
those people in Wounded Knee did she help, you know, when she made that song about it?
You know,
you know?
She made 600 million, she sold 600 million copies and then some of that song. You could look
Damn.
It up.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. You know, but how many
And she made
how many
one
people?
Using Leonard Peltier's name.
Damn.
You know, she
yeah.
always exploited. She didn't exploit the Peelpot tribe. She exploited our
yep.
tribe.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. That's the thing, yeah.
You know, she didn't sing yeah. about the Peelpot tribe. She didn't sing about those Cree tribes. She had to sing about our tribe. You know?
Yep.
She had
yep.
to sing about, even throw Leonard Peltier's name in a song, you know? And you know, that's what she does. That's what she does. But like now she's up there crying, trying to get out of it, you know? Even
yep.
if she does have some native blood in her, she kind of screwed it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, first of all, she don't, you know, I mean, it's like this, don't she? At least us, we keep track of ourselves.
Yep.
We keep track. We don't mean to keep track, but we happen to keep track. We know our family. We, you know, we
yep.
know everybody. Damn, that guy's my cousin, man. What the hell?
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
And we run across a relative way in California or someplace. You know, wow, man, check this out, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
It's always like that. We know who our relatives are. You know, I have tacosos in California that are mixed with Mexican, Yaqui, and all that. But to
yeah.
me, they're
yep.
still Lakota, you know, because
yep.
they're my tacosos, you know.
You know,
and
they
if they
that,
ever
they
get
that.
Questioned, if
yep.
they ever get
yep.
questioned, at least they ain't going to be lying. because I'm there to defend them. And also my family knows who they are.
Yeah.
You know?
They have a lot of football in it.
Track. You know, they always say, oh, the adoption, they make it hard. You can never – that's baloney. Because everybody I know that was adopted always found out who the hell they was in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, they ain't that damn secret, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look like a – if you look like a looks twice, you know you're going to find – you're going to say, wow, that guy's a looks twice.
Yeah.
look like Tehunshi Dale looks twice, you know.
Yep.
You know, all our families have a certain look about them and certain characteristics you can't wash away, you know.
Yeah.
And
it sticks.
Yeah. And you can't deny it.
Yeah, the family line
and when
shows
I
up.
Look at When I look at her, even before when I first seen her, I said, you know, she has a strange kind of features, even though she's Indian. She has, you know, I believed she was Indian before, but I said, she's kind of got this big nose.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't a Indian nose either. People always try to say Indians have a big nose and high cheekbones. That's another myth.
Yep.
But look at her nose. She has this big nose. If you go to Europe, you'll see that nose is a common nose walking around Venice or Rome, that nose.
Yep.
And her eyebrows and her eyes. One thing about Indians, we have our eyelids are different than other people. We have different, especially Lakotas, we have different eyelids, you know.
We have different features
and,
all the way up.
Yeah. So you can be brown, put shoe polish on you all you want, dye your hair black as you want. You know, remember they did that to the movie actors long time ago, you know, like when they showed what's that? Victor Mature, he acted as Crazy Horse. Remember, he acted as Samson, too. They put suntan lotion on him and all that, and then he acted as Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
You know, they used to do that. And then what's that guy's name, Richard Harris, did A Man Called Horse? He hired a bunch of Mexicans to play in A Man Called Horse because he said, the Sioux were homely looking people, so he didn't want Sioux to be in it because we're homely. You know?
He was speaking for himself. Yeah. He's looking here now.
he's like Arnold Schwarzenegger said when he seen the Predator. What ugly mofo, you know?
You know,
Richard
ugly,
Harris, you know.
You know, he's not just ugly.
He's ugly. He's ugly.
Ugly.
You know.
Ugly. He's really ugly.
He's really ugly. You know. You know.
That's what it is. But, you know, just like I say, that's what I was telling you. We're born that way. See, we're born, and there's no denying that. You could try to, like I was telling you, before 73, all this stuff, these guys wanted to be Washiches and stuff. Hell, some of these guys were bigger Indians than me, and yet they were still trying to be Washiches, you know. And I mean, you know, I had to laugh. Because here's a bunch of Indians trying to be Peckerwoods, you know. And hell, they didn't even fit in. Tehunshi, man, you know, it was shameful, you know. And
see it all day long, man.
Yeah. You know,
I go to the store and sit in the car just to gawk, you know. Check out.
Like John Ronham used to tell that story.
You know?
Yeah, John Ronham used to tell that story about one of his relations back home. He went into the service, then he went into induction. And he came back, and here when he got back, he couldn't speak Lakota anymore. So one of his relations or one of his grandmas said, you know, shake this guy's hand. Tibloyaks, you know, they told this girl that, you know, this is your older brother, Tiblo, you know. So the guy couldn't speak Lakota anymore. So he said, what, baloney head? You know. Well, you know, just that quick, you know, trying to be Washita, you know, because, you know how it is. But that's, you know, it's things like that we run across, you know. And nowadays, look at the, you know, and that's the thing with Buffy Saint Marie, you know, being Indian was cool, see? And you know, how come she didn't claim that long time ago, you know? And all of a sudden, she made it big as an Indian.
She got into it so deep that she couldn't get out of the bullshit, you see?
Yep.
But she did it so good, there's people that believe it.
Yep.
But you have to know her, you know. If you don't know these people, you know, if you don't know these people, like also there was somebody there at that gig that seen Buffy on the stage, and I won't say his name because, you know, he's not here no more, but he was a singer too, a famous movie star. But he was looking at her. We were standing at the bottom of the stage when she was up there. And, you know, he told me, he said, you know what? I don't like that lady. He said, I never did like her. You know, he said, you know, and he was talking about her. And he said, you know what she did when they were doing what she does, like in bars and when she plays in clubs, alcohol and all that? She goes and plays the sage game. She puts sage at everybody's table where they're drinking alcohol to make it be like an Indian show. You know, she has her people, you know. And he said, he didn't like that, you know.
Yeah.
You see, there's little details like that that people do that make you realize there's no way this person could be Indian because they lost it totally. You can lose your, you know, like you said, someone went to the service, lost their language, or go away, lose their language, but your character, there's things about us that we just don't lose. We just don't lose, you know? And no matter what, every Indian I know, knows something about our spiritual way of life. Even the Christians, everybody, they'll all have some sage in their car or something. You know, even the winos, you know, everybody. Yeah. There's just some things we do that's normal. And if you don't do it, then you say, wow, what's wrong with that guy, you know? Yeah. It's like this one guy was saying he was Lakota when across the ocean. I ran across him. He said, come down to my house. She said, I'm going to have some gabubu bread. I went to visit him. She said, he didn't even have no gabubu bread. And the other thing about him, I thought since he's Lakota, he's kind of dark, but he talked with a strange accent, you know. I said, we should go out there in the garage and sing, throw down on some songs. And he changed the subject.
Wow.
Every time I seen this guy, I never sat down and sang a song with, not one song with him. And you know how Lakotas are. When we run into each other, we want to share a song, you know. Let's sing this song, you know. And it's just a natural thing. This guy never did that. And later on, I said, how is this guy, you know? But you see, these facts always come out. Because you can say you are something, but your actions speak differently.
Yep.
It's like you said, we're Lakota. I mean, we can go ahead and, you know, do like Michael Jackson and stay out of the sun for 6 months and walk out pale as hell. We still ain't going to be able to hide the Lakota, you know.
Yep.
You know, we're still going to have something to, you know, that we can't hide who we are. And that's all there is to it. No, you know, every Indian I know, when I see them, there's something about them. I mean,
yeah.
Look at
yeah.
Philip. I never knew Philip, but when I went and bumped across him in Ohio, I
yeah.
knew he was a relative. He was an Indian. I knew
yeah.
he's a native. I just knew it, you know. You can't hide
yeah.
it, even Wayne. I don't care. Ollie, you know,
yeah.
no matter what, you can be mixed or whatever, but we pick up these facts, you know.
There's always a dead giveaway, no matter how they try to portray it, you know what I mean? And we
yeah.
know that. We have that connection all the time. And that's the way it is, you know. And I don't know Buffy Sainte Marie personally, but the way she looks, there's something about her that just isn't right, you know, even in these pictures that she's got.
You well, know. Right off the top, you can see she always dyes her hair black. Ever since, look at her pictures back in the 60s and 70s. She
yeah,
was dyeing
yeah.
her hair black then. You know?
Yeah.
She, you know, Indian women don't usually dye their hair until they get through a teenage stage of life where they want to try out something new. But it always goes back to being the natural color. Indian women, you know, don't run around dyeing their hair. You know, if they get some gray, they might try to touch it up, but eventually they say, "How is it?" You know, you know, how is it?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and,
that's the way it is. You know, these you know, and the thing about it is Indian women naturally are beautiful. I don't care what anybody says, but you could see them. No matter how they could have a little gray in their hair and stuff, but there's a natural beauty about Native American women, and she doesn't have that.
Yeah.
She looks fake. You know, I mean, you could look at her.
Yeah.
She looks fake, her features, you know, and that's the thing.
Watch that video of her and watch her facial movements, how she tries to use her face to control the conversation, you know. She makes a little face all the time, you know. And
yeah.
her facial movements, you see, well, she was doing this all the time. You know, she has these facial movements down. You know, our people,
yeah,
especially our women, you know, Lakota women, they have a certain way they deal with life. They deal with men. They deal with outsiders. You know, there's just something about them that's different.
Yep.
And, you know, and I've been on other reservations and knew other women from other tribes, and there's always something similar with them as
yep.
far as being Native Indigenous. They Native Indigenous people, actually, we're all the same. We just ended up being different tribes and different languages.
You know,
when it comes down to it, we're all the same, you know.
Yeah.
And,
Coach, even
and
even
look at our
Yeska
babies.
Women. Yeah, you know, even the Yeska women, if you look at them, they got features that no other race carries. You automatically tell, you know, that there's Indian in them. You know, there's features about, I don't know what it is, but it's a telltale, you know what I mean? And if they play like
yeah.
Washita, it's a dead giveaway because you know they're playing, you know?
Yep.
That's how it is.
Yeah. You know, you can do anything. You can even say, "Hey, y'all," and it ain't gonna, you're still Indian, you know?
Yeah.
"Hey, mofo," you're still Indian,
yeah.
you know? You can go do a rap song and try to imitate the Hausa all you want, you know? But you're just giving them the glory, you know. The only thing with Buffy Sainte Marie is she played Indian and Native people got some glory out of it. For that reason, you know, she gets a little credit, and she could get a whole lot more if she just, you know, she could been just being a plain white person, and run with Natives, Lakotas, and, you know, and give us glory just from supporting us.
Yep. Yep. Just hanging in there with Natives. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, she could have did that long time ago and supported us and all that, you know?
Yep.
just like Leonard Peltier. They'll only support Leonard Peltier if there's some certain group of people listening to enhance
their
ability to sell something. Yeah,
yep.
maybe to sell a song, you know.
Yep.
And shit, they do that all the time, you know. We get exploited left and right.
Yep.
You know, but here's the other thing,
Buffy. You know,
why didn't she exploit our happy side? Why did she get on all this stuff and talk about how poor we are, how much rape there is, how much, you know, abuse there is, how much alcoholism there is, all this bad stuff? That's where she started getting her name. She started selling this, you know, to the society.
Yep.
She never once said, yeah, man, you know, these Indians, man, they're cool people to be around. They're funny as hell, man, you know.
Yeah.
And they're happy. They eat. They cook good, you know. And because, Toshi, I know we have alcoholics. I know we have potheads. I know we have users and all this. But at the same time, I know a whole bunch of sober people.
Yep.
A whole bunch.
Yeah.
I know a whole bunch of straight, sober Lakotas and Indians that don't even smoke, you know. I know a whole bunch of them. They just not out there showing up, so you never see them.
You know,
they're home where they belong with their family. You know,
taking care of being family.
Dad. So you don't see them. You only see the show-offs out there drinking, partying, standing there with a cigarette looking real cool, you know, trying to look cool with a cigarette or whatever. But there's a whole bunch of Lakota that I know, even in my area around here, that are sober. You know?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. You know, but
you know?
See, that's the thing. You know, there's both the same race. She should have pushed for stuff like that. And like I said, there'd be no shame in what she's doing. You know what I mean? But to play the part, you know, that's the thing that gets the shit out of me. Now she's trying to hide it, you know? What is she afraid of? You know, that's the thing. You know, that's not right in itself. You know, she's a fake.
When you see, she started this game first. She ran away from her family. She said that. And then she started running with the hippies. Flower power, LSD, pot, and all that. She went in that movement. And from that movement, they bumped across Indians. Because, look, it's just like in the 60s, when we used to go down Crow Dogs, all these hippies were down there because they liked it because it was nature and all that, and, you know. And these hippies, and that's how she started running across Indians and all that, you know. And the reason why she got adopted, and you can read that tribe, was she showed up over there and did a gig over there and got connected with them. And they made her a relative, just like Lou Diamond Phillips. When he came to Porcupine, hanged out down Porcupine. I was down there at Porcupine. They took him and they put a blanket around him, and they made him official member of Porcupine, citizen of Porcupine. What they did, they didn't make him a tribal Lakota, but
yeah.
The way I understood it was he became a legal citizen of Porcupine, you know. And so even him, and look, he's Filipino, but
yep.
He ain't running around playing that off. He just plays good roles, you know. And
yeah.
And
yep.
You got to respect a dude for that, you know, but he ain't out there exploited. I
yep.
never heard Lou Diamond Phillips saying, "I'm adopted Lakota," running around like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, just like you said, there's people we know that are good to us, so we make them a relative.
Yeah,
yep. You know? And they honor our society, so we make them a relative, you know. And this happens just like Lexi, Crow Dog. He helps people out, and right away they take it to heart and run with it.
Yep.
Next thing they're, yeah, he gave me, you know, he made me. Well, that ain't true, you know?
Yep.
Because I asked him a couple of times about some people.
Yeah.
He said, man, they do that all the time, you know?
Yeah.
He said,
he knew.
But
yeah.
They'll get what they, here's what he did say. They'll get what they're asking for.
Yeah.
In other words, yep. He said that like they're going to have to pay for that, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and all this bad publicity Buffy's getting, she's getting what she's asking for, you
yep.
know? And yeah, maybe she made awards and all that, and I don't care if they take them away or whatever, but one thing I know, she's getting what she's asking for. She ain't the same mousy Buffy Marie that I seen.
You know, no more exploitation of the Indian. They shut her down.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. You know, she can't play that role no more. You know, it's out in the open now. You know, you got to live who you are. And that's why I say if she had any kind of Indian, she wouldn't have been afraid of it.
She had to make a song about her two Shichu bodyguards that had the hitchhike out. You know?
that'd be a good one in itself.
Yeah.
That'd be stay number one for a few years instead of days, actually weeks. Yeah, because, you know, that's, you know, why is she considered to call herself Native American when she's taking Washichus and kind of sicking them on Lakota people? You know, that's not right in itself. You know, if you're some kind of Lakota, you wouldn't do that. You know, you'd go there in a humble place.
Huh? The outside world, they came into our land. And so Great White and them, they tried to call the cops. So we had the res cops come over and be witness and said, you know what? These guys are bullying us.
Yeah.
And tell them what you did. You know, they're trying to make
yeah.
us pay them money. They're trying to take money from us, and we don't
yeah.
owe them none. You know, so we're throwing them out. They're threatening us. Well, the res cop said, well, that ain't my problem. They turned around and left. They did that with Great White, too. That's why we kept their tour bus.
Yeah.
Because when Great Whites thought they were going to, their tour manager was call the cops, our res cops came over and we showed them paperwork. Look at, everybody's doing this for free except these guys. We gave
yeah.
them cash money because of the youth. The youth wanted them, so we gave them cash money. So before they leave, they better give us $5,000.
Yeah.
You give us $5,000 if you don't. So we gave them rides to stay in that beat-up motel down in Gordon. What's the name of it? Closed down now. So Great White stayed in that beat-up
motel. Hacienda.
It's the one next to us. It's a tour of
yeah.
One.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Next to Hacienda.
About.
It
yeah,
faces
yeah.
The road. You know?
Yeah, what the
Great White, big rock stars, staying in a beat-up motel. And then they had to catch rides. They wasn't in a limousine. They had to get rides in with Lakotas and beat-up res cars, dropping them off down there.
The real limousine.
Yeah.
They rode real limousines, man.
Yeah, and the same thing with them. When we told the cops, look at what they're doing to us.
Yeah.
The cops said, you know, we ain't got nothing to that. Do with that, and they left. Great White knew they were screwed. And I told them, I said, you know what? By the time you cry to the feds and go to the feds, it's going to take 3 weeks. 3 weeks for you to get them to do something and probably a month before they come investigate it. By that time, we'll have your bus graffitied up. How would you like that?
We'll have it. We'll have it on different cars all over the reservation.
So that's why they showed up the next day to perform it. You know, they
cool.
Complied. They were
yeah.
They were compliant after that. You know, but you know. A lot of stuff they don't realize when they come on our land. You know, we will honor them. We will give them, you know, our women was honoring them, you
heck
know,
yeah.
Giving them gifts and honoring these people, you know, like Steppenwolf. They honored them, gave them star quilts and everything
yeah,
for showing
heck
up.
Yeah.
You know, all of them, Richie Havens, everybody. But you know, when they thought they were going to bully us, it didn't work. They seen another side to us, you know, that
yeah.
That we ain't scared because they're celebrities. Or we just accept people the same level as we are. You're just
yep.
Another man. You're nobody. You owe us, so go sit in the old motel. We'll get you in the morning. You know.
That you know. that roach infested hotel. I know which one you're talking
yeah.
About.
Yeah,
right.
I can't
remember the
Gordon,
name.
You go down the road.
Yeah.
The next morning, I went over there. Their lead singer Jack Russell was talking on the cell phone in that beat up hotel with the door open. Looked like a bum.
You fit right
it
in.
Just
huh?
Looked like. Yeah, they fit it right in that old beat-up motel because they weren't Great White no more when they're in that old beat-up motel, you know. But you see, a lot of this stuff, people hate us for this way, and they say, well, I'll never do it again, you rah, 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 you know. Well, you know, you don't have to. Nobody's begging you, and we don't want
yeah.
You here anyway. You know, if you're just a liar and a greedy Hollywood person, then stay the hell away. You know, we asked for support, and they didn't, you know, the only reason why they gave, I wasn't in for it, but those other guys, because Great White was a rock band, and they
yeah.
See, Great White and Steppenwolf were playing, this was during Sturgis bike rally, so they
yeah.
Had a gig over there, so this was just icing on the cake. It was
yeah.
No sweat
yeah.
Off them to come and do some gig and just leave. You know, they're already there.
Yeah.
That's what Steppenwolf said. Steppenwolf didn't care.
Yeah.
He said, yeah,
look
man,
at Jackson
this is
Brown.
Cool. Yeah,
look at
Jackson Brown, too.
Loving the
yeah.
Shit out of Indian tacos and wouldn't even eat with his people. He wanted to hang with the Indians. He's eating canega.
Yeah. I remember John Denver, too. I met John Denver at Angel's store in Kyle. He was standing out there staring around all by himself, you know. I said, man, that Peckerwood looks familiar, you know. And, you know, and that's who it was John Denver. He was out there hanging. He was hanging down there at Carindone and Fool's Crow, remember? Because they were having that sun dance over there.
That's how
I met John Denver. And a lot of music artists, they went to the Res. And, you know, remember that guy from Pearl Jam, that lead singer in Pearl Jam? He was down there in number four. Not number four. What's that community where Chili lives? Before number four?
Shine Creek.
Not Cheyenne Creek. It's another name.
Anyway, I'll think of it.
He was there helping them build houses.
Yeah.
And same way with that Stewart guy. What's his name? That country guy, Stewart?
Marty Stewart.
Marty Stewart.
Marty. Yeah.
Yeah. Marty Stewart. He's another one. You know, they go down to the Res and hang out.
Look at Dwight Yoakam. Remember, he was over there at Marvin's, Marvin Helper's. He was a snitch can boy. Remember? Yeah. Him snitching everybody off. He was walking down at the snitch can.
Same way with Julie Roberts and her old man. What's his name? That. Brat or Brat?
Yeah.
Remember that guy that acts as a detective all the time?
Yeah.
Brat.
His name.
That's bad when we get old. Don't remember. But he was being the smudge guy down Moose Creek, you know? Big famous, famous movie star was going around smudging and Julie Roberts was. Benjamin Brat. I knew
Benjamin Brat.
Come up. Yeah, he was over there running around Benjamin Bratt and Julie Roberts. You know, she was, you know, running around there. You know,
that's the thing. You know, they asked Dwight Yoakam, you know, why he, people, and here he said, people are normal over here. He said, it feels good to be, just fit right in where I don't get crowded or anything. He said, people are cool here, he said, you know.
Remember that concert we did? We pulled up a horse trailer, and Carla and all them women, they were cooking, making soup in those trash cans. They were throwing down on fried bread, gabubu bread. Yeah. And we, you know, when those contract writers to apply, these movie stars have contract writers where they want to have this, spring water and all that, you know. So like Chuck Berry, we gave him Kamad cheese, Kamad peanuts, you know.
He was probably in heaven.
Yeah, he was. He was saying, man, what is this? It's pretty damn good shit here, you know. And we had that for the workers that Lakotas were eating over here. Then we had what do you call those guys that for the
caterers?
For the music artists? Yeah, we had caterer over there. Yeah, doing for the movie stars, you know. I mean, for the celebrities. We had caterer over there doing that. But all them celebrities came over to our side and wanted to eat our food. You know?
That's pretty damn cool.
They wanted to eat our Kamad meat because, remember, we used to have Kamad meat.
Yeah.
It was like Spam.
Trash can soup and fried bread.
Shit. I went over there to grab a bowl of soup, and there these rock and rollers were all sitting there with these Indian chicks, you know.
Fit right in. They probably didn't shit on themselves.
These Indian chicks. What was that marigold girl that was with Tom Poirbear?
Goddamn, I can't
think of her name.
Oh, shit, I can't think of her name. Though.
I remember her and these girls, this band, Mr. Plain and Rapid, so they needed to go to Scott's Bluff. They needed to get down there, so they needed a ride, so she took them.
Yeah.
These Indian chicks took these rock and rollers to Scott's Bluff, and they ended up missing that plane and had to go to Denver. And man, what's her name? Anyway, yeah. David wrote a song about it. The song's called Scott's Bluff. Scott's Bluff, you know. David made a song about Scott's Bluff. They went down there with these Indian chicks. Yeah, they went, and those girls are just showing them, touring them, took them to Fort Robinson and all over, you know, and shit, they liked it, that band. They were from Europe. They told me, yeah, man, it was lots of fun with them. But she's a Maryville girl, man. I'm thinking she was with Tom. She had
I know who you're talking. I know who you're talking about.
You know, she's a pretty girl, you know.
Yeah, I can't remember her name because it's right here and I can't think of it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You got me thinking now.
It's in that song. They wrote a song.
Yeah.
Her name is in that song. I heard it, you know. So those rock and rollers just wanted to hang out with the Indians. They didn't care about all that fancy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they were happy just to run. That's why they went there for free. Even Steppenwolf said it. Man, I like this, you know. Yeah, that was better than hanging out at Sturgis with all them drunk, stupid bikers. He was down there
coming
hanging out with Indians.
Yeah. Coming on you, hanging all over you and shit, you know, hanging all over you, trying to get autographs into Dakotas. They don't give a shit, man, you know.
I remember when they pulled in with Richie Havens. He was riding a little Ford Temple. Instead of a limousine, he came in. Sluggo's wife brought him. Violet brought Richie Havens and his woman. And Richie Havens, so tall, his knees were way up in the dashboard, pulled into the gig, and that's how he went back to the airport. No limousines there, you know.
Res bombs. Shit,
anyway, man, we kind of screwed this show up. We're having too much fun here, and it's time to go. Wayne or Philip or anybody got anything to say? Let's hear it.
Another great show, and I'm sitting here laughing my butt off. I haven't laughed this hard in a while, and thanks, guys. I needed it.
Well, come hang out with us, and you have lots of fun. You know,
it goes on all day long, never ends.
I wanted to tell Jennifer it's nice that she shows up and gives us support, you know, and you know, it's good to have a Lakota woman hanging in there with us, you know, a special Lakota woman, you know. Even Jennifer, I remember, I don't know if she remembers, but that time Eulalie was hanging out down there, remember down, what's grandma that lives down there, right there, red shirt?
Weenie.
She lived right there in Evergreen. Winifred. I remember Eulalie was hanging down there, remember? And that guy Nakia we were playing music with, and Eulalie was, they do native music, but we had Jennifer up there singing rock and roll at my trailer. My old beat up trailer up there.
That's pretty cool.
Jennifer, she was doing pretty good, you know, but I like it when these you know, they're celebrities, Eulalie, Jennifer, and all them, you know, and they coming down Pudape. Come hanging down there. She was hanging down Winifred's. And Nakia was a good singer, too.
Yeah.
I always feel bad for her. I always feel bad because, you know, he ran off to Italy with a woman, and then he took his journey over there, you know. I feel bad because I used to jam out with him all the time. This guy was... I never heard a Indian. You know that song that Barbara Streisand sings, Evergreen? Love, soft as the music chairs.
Yeah.
That's a woman's song. But this guy was a man, and he could sing the hell out of that song. And you know, and you see, that's what I'm saying. Here's Buffy St. Marie and them getting all this credit when we have our own talents running around. And all over, you know. So
I agree.
Anyway, Wayne, how about you? He's on delay, he says. But Jennifer, back to you, Jennifer. Like I said, it's good to have you here all the time, you know,
I really enjoy everything that you teach, and I like the way everybody calls Buffy Bluffy.
Bluffy.
I like Bluffy.
Bluffy, same way.
Yeah, Bluffy. Yeah, she got a new name, Bluffy. You know, it's a shame that somebody like her could end up on this side of the stick when it's unnecessary, you know?
Yeah.
Her whole entire deal could be fixed up in a minute if she goes, takes the DNA, or just owns up to it. She's trying to own up to it. She says, I actually don't know where I came from. She tries that, but, you know, she just needs to break out and say, you know, tell the truth, because she does know.
Yep.
She's got family that know her, and she's denying them. Rather than accepting them, she's trying to sue them and stuff, you know.
She could have.
But anyway, like I said, and Layla, nice weather in Florida, I hope, you know.
Great show,
Bumley. Well, thank you for being here, and everybody else that tunes in, and Wayne. I hope you maybe sometimes I'm going to call him the snore. I didn't hear him snore this time, but you know, it's late over there. I understand that, you know.
Yeah.
Look at right now. Oh, don't we have savings time tonight?
Yep, tonight. Tonight's tonight, midnight. They're going to cut the top of the blanket off and throw it on the bottom.
So right now it's really 11 o'clock, ain't it? So we should be able to go another hour.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Come on in.
Bye, Jennifer. I miss you.
Yeah. So we're going to have daylight saving time. So in the morning, we're going to be 1 hour back, huh?
Yeah. They're just cutting the blank top of the blanket off, throwing it on the bottom, and saying it's still, you know, no different. Hey.
Yeah, ain't that a trip how they can do that?
Yeah.
You know? what they're doing.
You know, that's the thing, huh? They did that for the farmers, and they never did change it. Shit, there's no farmers anymore.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, but anyway, you know, we're going to have to take off, so everybody tuned in, and I'm sorry we spent the night just having fun.
That's all right, Chris. That's all right, Chris. Sometimes that's needed.
You know, having some Indian fun tonight, some Lakota Native Indigenous fun. You know?
And, some good old days.
Shout out to Benjamin, Brad, Dwight Yoakam, and all them that come and support our people, you know, and Julie Roberts and all of them, you know, all the ones that were good to us.
Yep.
And those ones that bullied us, like Buffy St. Marie and stuff, how would them, you know, come to our land and treat us like hell? All right, Doksha, everybody.
Doksha. I'll bring you home again, oh. csunkicsi a csahem a vecsukó. Én a tapsa a petrolonzsi, jusskia a kevonkicsi a kapcsolatban.